Hey, why did Judas betray Jesus? Well, he got demonized, right? Oh, but it started a long time before that because of his mindset, and he would not let his mind be transformed. I'm going to tell you more about it on the More Faith, More Life podcast.
You were made for more than the status quo. I'm Pastor Steve Gray, and this is the More Faith, More Life podcast. This podcast is for Christians with an ambitious heart who want to be more for their family, do more with their career, and see more of God's promises in their life. I've spent many years as a worship artist, minister, nonprofit leader, bold truth speaker, and most importantly, father and spouse. When I was in my early 40s, I was craving more from God and more from life. I'd done everything I was supposed to do. My life was good, but it wasn't good enough. So I spent the following years diving into the Word of God and searching for the biblical principles that would bring me closer to God and help my purpose and life flourish. That's what I want to share with you. In every episode, you'll get practical tools based on real life experiences that you can put into action to redefine your faith and ultimately your life. So, if you're ready to do more, subscribe to More Faith, More Life, and hear an unfiltered biblical truth every week. It's time to be and experience more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another More Faith, More Life podcast with my wife, Kathy. I'm Steve. And of course, we always want to remind you to subscribe, to tell your friends about it, and go find some materials. We've got them here, right here, Mighty Like Gideon, the book, the newest book. But there's other books that have been written over the years that you can get there. And the reason I want you to read them is because there are things in there that we put in there that I did not see in other books. Yeah. You know, maybe people knew them, but I didn't see people writing and sharing the deeper things. And like Mighty Like Gideon doesn't just talk about Gideon. It goes other places. Mm-hmm. And one of the more fun things that I've taught on is then that you think, you know, Jonah and the big fish or Jonah and the whale or whatever. And so the story that they get told and that the kids get told doesn't have the impact of what really, really took place.
Yes.
And so you may never hear it anyplace else. So, you know, he got on a boat with sailors to run from, you know, getting away from God. And because he's trying to get away from God. Okay, but why was there a storm? This is just, it's in the book. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just giving an example, okay?
Right. Okay.
A storm came up because, now this is what you won't get, because Jonah didn't want to preach what God wanted him to preach. It's not that he didn't want to preach at Nineveh. Because he must have been a good preacher wherever he goes. He didn't want to preach what God told him to preach. And that caused the storm that would have swept the sailors away. And they would have all died. They were throwing stuff over. But these are professional sailors. And they know this storm is terrific. And why? Because Jonah wouldn't preach what God wanted him to preach. So how did they solve it? You know the way they solved it? Get rid of the preacher that won't preach what God wanted to preach. So they threw him overboard. Now, those sailors are sad about it. They don't like it because they're pretty sure he's going to drown, and he should have. But that's where the big fish comes in. So they bring the big fish in with no motive of God, yes, is saving Jonah and giving him another chance, and he does repent of it, and he does go preach it. But they don't get why there was a storm that threatened innocent people. They make it all about Jonah and the fish, but there's innocent people going to die if the preacher doesn't preach what God told him to preach. That's in the book. More details. That's why I want you
so
to get
rich.
This material.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess, Kathy, that most people that are listening today had the light on that never came on, had no idea going like, of course, but we skip over it and we get him in the pretty fish and out on the land and yay. So anyway.
Wow.
That's why I wanted to do that. Now, today we're going to go to another parable. I think, Kathy, we're going to end our parable series after today and start another series.
Good.
On how to read your Bible. For all
how you study your Bible.
How I study.
And how you
get sermons
all those powerful jewels and gems you've gotten.
Start that next week.
A lot of years.
Yeah, okay. Next podcast. But today we're going to go to a parable, and we're going to one more. There's more in there, obviously, but from Luke, we picked some out, and we're going to Luke chapter 19, verse 11. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do what we've been following, the pattern we've been doing,
alrighty,
and you read us just the intro to it.
Yes, sir. Okay, Luke 19, verse 11. While they were listening to this, he, Jesus, went on to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. Then he said, a man of noble...
No, we wait there. Let's stop there.
We're going to stop there.
Yeah, let's stop there and talk about that, because it's the location, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
There's a general religious knowledge that is wrong, but it was general that the Jerusalem people thought the kingdom of God was going to come immediately.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean every part of Israel thought that, but it's like... you know, people have phrases today that they use in certain parts, like the truth hurts. Well, the Bible says the truth will set you free, but general people will use the other one and say the truth hurts. And it's just a general phrase. So this is just general knowledge. Now, would you like something really interesting? I'll just take the time to do it. Okay.
Sure.
Location, what city they in?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. Okay. And they had an expectation that the kingdom was going to come immediately or very quickly.
Yeah.
How many apostles did Jesus choose? How many disciples, the original apostles?
12.
12. Where were they from?
Israel.
Israel. no.
What do you mean?
Okay. 11 of them.
Yes.
Grew up in?
Galilee.
Galilee.
Oh, right.
One grew up in? Jerusalem.
One. Oh.
He was not from Galilee.
Oh.
And so he had a mindset that the kingdom is supposed to come immediately. So when Jesus, you know his name, Judas, when Jesus says, no, I'm going to be crucified and killed, I'm going to die, they're going like, he can't get it, because he's going like, this isn't how it happens. You're supposed to be, if you're the Messiah, you usher in the kingdom right now. Mm-hmm. That's Jerusalem thinking, okay? And so his betrayal turned into demonic, right? Devilish, but his mindset that he would not change to the feel what he wouldn't go with what
right.
trust Jesus to get no it's going to be a different way, and that's what this parable is about. It's a different way than you think, Jerusalem, but he's the only one that did not grow up in Galilee. So the other boys, they didn't have to, you know, he's telling them stuff, and it was hard for them too, some of it, but they didn't have to get over as much. And I believe, at least, that he never could get over it, and that's why some of the betrayal, though demonic and needed to be done, was his mind could not wrap around a dead Messiah, a crucified Messiah, because then the kingdom has just left us. It's not right. So I think that fed into it. How important is this parable?
So important.
Because now he's talking to the people of Jerusalem who think the kingdom is going to come quick.
Right, yeah.
And so what does he say next?
He said a man of noble birth went to a distant country. And before he went, he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back.
Okay, so there's two parts to this. Mm-hmm. The first part is Jesus uses an incident, actual historical incident that all these people would know about, okay? Because King Herod went to Rome to try to find favor with the Romans and left the people in charge of Jerusalem and his kingdom while he went to Rome. Other people weren't put in charge, okay? I don't know. Wow. Can't remember what happened in Jerusalem, mm-hmm. but I know he was basically rejected in Rome. They didn't give him the power he wanted. They just didn't. And so it was kind of a failure mission. But a noble man, Herod, went and on a journey and left the people in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it didn't work out for him. He returned,
mm-hmm.
okay, to see what... Okay,
that's
a common one they know. But now, Jesus is actually talking about himself, right? But that's a story they would have known. So it wouldn't have been an odd story. Wouldn't have been like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, people do that. Okay.
Yeah.
So in our case, though, the noble man then would be Jesus, and he's going to go on a long journey and leave. So that means what? He's saying it's not going to be instant. I'm going to go away. I'm still the Messiah, but I'm going to go away. So the timeline has changed. When I go away, I'm going to give you gifts. I'm going to give you opportunities. We call it talents and sometimes minus mm-hmm. and money. You can call it money. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to gift you with certain things. And I want you to then, well, what's he say he wants him to do
put
with it?
Put this money to work.
Put it to work. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
put it to
so
work.
So whatever your abilities, yeah. talents, money, wisdom, song and dance, whatever. Whatever God's given you, you need to put it to work, right? While he's gone. So that now we have a totally different mindset, right? For Jerusalem. It's, I'm going away. And you've got work to do to maintain the kingdom while I'm gone, very much like Herod did,
right.
Okay, while I'm gone. Okay, but Jesus now is going to just, I guess we could say, prophesy a little bit and say, but, so he gave one person, well, wait a minute, how many
yeah.
people, wait a minute, I think we're going to, how many people in this version did he give money to?
Ten, and he gave each one mina.
So he gave it to 10 people.
Uh-huh.
Now the story switches mm-hmm. to how many people?
What do you mean?
How many people is the story about after the 10? One.
Him.
One, he had 10, and he got...
And then he talked to more of them.
No. Now that, so he gave... What about the guy he gave 10 that got 10 more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read it and tell me what that
okay,
says.
Okay, so the first one came and said, Sir, you're mina. Has earned 10 more.
And this is when the noble turns.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the next one was what?
And then he earned 5 more. And then, so the Lord said, I'm going to give you
five cities. Yes.
Yes. And because you've been trustworthy in a very small matter.
And then the next one?
And then he said, here's your mina. I've kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you're a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow.
Okay, we'll back up to that in a minute.
Ooh.
Now you can answer my question. How many people did he give money to?
10.
Where are the other 7?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What the
they
other?
They didn't do anything, I guess.
They're not even
away.
In the story now.
Oops.
They're not even in the story. Only then when
okay.
he came back, they came to he. The, these 3 came to him.
Okay. Yes.
The others like took the money yeah. and ran. I guess.
Right.
There's no. They're not in the story. 10 people got something.
Yes.
7 disappear in the story.
Yeah.
At least 3
right.
do the at least the right thing and come back and report in.
Yes.
And one says, "See, I got. Well, did he give him 10?
10.
I got
and
you
I'm
10 more.
I'm going to give you 10." Cities.
Yes. And then mm-hmm. 5 said, look, I've got you 5 more.
Yeah.
5 cities.
Yeah.
And they get approved because while the noble was gone,
yeah.
they duplicated and
right.
what they had, they duplicated themselves. They duplicated mm-hmm. the money. And you just duplicate the kingdom of God
right.
and people. That's what Jesus wants while
yeah.
he's gone. So there's a lot of activity needs to happen while he's gone. Okay.
Yes.
So most people miss that there were 10, realizing 7 bailed out
mm-hmm.
and maybe took the money. And he never, we don't hear.
Yeah. Well, okay. they had said they hated him and they sent a delegation
yeah.
after him saying,
they don't want
we
this,
hate him and we don't want this.
Want, we don't want him to tell us what to do.
To be our king.
Our rule,
yeah.
to rule over us. Okay. But then,
yeah.
then the story switches from the 2 who did really good.
Yes.
And it switches to the one who then got afraid.
Yes.
And why did he get, okay, we're talking about mindsets here. Mm-hmm. Why did he get afraid?
Yeah.
It says.
Because you are a hard man. You take out what you didn't put in and you reap what you did not sow.
Is that true? No.
No. Oh, well, yeah.
The guy, well, the guy, the 3 guys,
yeah.
they're the ones that reaped where they did not sow.
Right.
This guy got 1
whoa.
And he reaped 1
yeah.
without sowing it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's accusing this nobleman. He's called a nobleman on purpose. Like
yeah.
he's supposed to be like an honest guy. But anyway,
yeah.
he's accusing someone else of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so his fear overtook him because
yeah.
this is what people think. They think when they look out at life, they think other people think like they think.
Yes.
Remember what I said?
Yeah.
I've said a few times through the years. Who are the people that are most afraid of being, they're going to be robbed.
Robbers.
Because they think like
That's
robbers.
That's right.
Or a thief, or yeah. somebody's going to break in your house, or whatever.
Yeah.
Killers, people who kill people, are afraid they're going to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And they live with that fear. So he took his mind and forced it on somebody else. And people do that all the time. I don't yeah. like it. They do it in churches a lot, since that's our realm. I'm sure they do it to others, but they do it. They have fears and distrust and suspicion of leaders and spiritual leaders. What if it's a cult? What if they're going to lead me astray? What if they're just in it for the money? Okay. So they take that, which is going off inside of them, and they put it on that leader.
Right.
But what did they just do? They just threw a good leader away.
Right.
This nobleman was a good, look what he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's doing good.
Yeah.
But so it's not this, the harsh treatment mm-hmm. that the guy who had won and he gets thrown out and everything, mm-hmm. it seems harsh. If it had been another way, if he had just appealed to him a different way, but he appealed to him by making an accusation to the guy who just gave him the one, the giver. So that means Jesus is getting accused of being a bad person when he's not. And that's, you know, he's being called of the devil. Mm-hmm. You are a Beelzebub. Mm-hmm. You are a hard man. You don't do the right thing. You cheat people, whatever. Yeah. So that projection on Jesus is where the crime really was.
Right.
But it still goes back to, while he's gone, they were supposed to multiply.
Yes, sir.
So he hid it in the ground where nobody could steal it or take it, so that when the nobleman shows up, he's still got something to give. He didn't desert, I guess, with the others quite the same way.
Yeah.
But he did have a wrong idea of Jesus. Yes. Well, of the nobleman, who means people in this crowd have a wrong idea of Jesus.
Yes.
There's people that are going to get 10, they're going to get more, and there's another that's going to get 5 more, and there's going to others that do nothing but just hang on to what they got. And then I guess we could say there's others that are going to desert and come back and be angry. Okay, so there's quite a crowd here. Yeah. Now,
right.
Now what I want to get into, though, is I want to get into God's government a little bit. Mm-hmm. And God's government is not human's government. In our country today, we have a big push that hopefully will end. It'll not happen. But there's a big push. But it's not, didn't just start, okay? We have it in our country. You give to the people who don't have, right?
Yeah.
So if a church, since that's our realm again, if the church wants to raise money sometimes, they have to create a need to say, we don't have enough money. We don't have enough money. They used to do this all the time. We don't have enough money to keep the lights on, to pay for the air conditioning. We need your money to help us keep the building open. And the people go, oh, well, if there's a need, then I'll give. But if you tell them which is the philosophy I use, everything's going great, God's good, God's great, and you bless the things of God and God will bless you. And that's what happened to those other two guys.
Yeah.
They got 5 more,
and
they're going to get blessed more. Okay, so God's kingdom is flipped in ours. So people give out of need. All the ads on TV about people in need, which is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's obviously scriptural to give people who are in need.
Yes.
But the kingdom of God, from God's vantage point, works by faith.
Yeah.
And so here's what happens. And so the guy has won, right? And we would maybe feel sorry for him and say, well, if we can't do anything, because if we take it away from him or whatever, he won't have anything. But that's what God did. God took the one and now that he had, and now he's got zero. And God gave it to the one who had the most, mm-hmm. not the least. Mm-hmm. He gave it to the one who had the most. Mm-hmm. Why? Why would God do such a thing? Because God wants to advance the kingdom. And so he gives gifts and blessings. We could say money, but just wisdom, revelation, whatever is going out. All good gifts are coming down from heaven, right? He gives them to the people that will increase his kingdom and do more with it. So isn't that what he said? To him who has. So we'll go to the guy at 10. He's got 10 now, or even 10 cities. To him who has, more will be given, not less. Now we have a movement in our country. To him who has, we'll take it away from them, mm-hmm. and we'll give it to the one who has not, so that we all have the same. That's not God's kingdom.
No.
But people think it is. People think God's kingdom is you'll go to the poor, you'll go to the needy, you'll go to the one who has one. He doesn't have very much. And we'll take from everybody who has more, and we'll just spread it out so everybody's got the same amount or equal to. Yeah. And that's fair. That's not God. But people think it is. And people that mm-hmm. think it is, even our politicians who mm-hmm. think that way,
yeah.
boy, do they need to hear this lesson.
Yes, they do.
Or a preacher who knows this lesson.
Yeah.
Because what happened was the one who had, they took it away and gave it to the one who had the most, not the least. Because the one who has the most yes. is the one who's going to do more. And God's after advancing the kingdom.
Yeah.
While he's gone, we're to do that. And then when he comes back, he's going to check on us to see what we have done with what he gave us, right? That's also in there.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah. There's a lot more after that about the people that didn't want him to be king and all that and what happens
right.
to them.
Yeah.
But what we need to hear is that yeah. what I just said. Mm-hmm. People going to church need to realize if they want to prosper in God, and I'm not saying don't give to the needy. That's scriptural too. Give to the poor. Yes. But that's for their sake. That's not an investment. That's out of compassion. Okay. If you want to invest in your life and have God invest in your life, you take what you have, be faithful what you have, and show God you can be faithful with whatever you have. And then the ones who squander, they lose what they have, and God gives it to somebody else. So always remember this, Kathy. Every day,
yes.
somebody who could do something is losing what they had. And every day, it's going to somebody else. That means when we're faithful, we're not stuck on this level. We're going to graduate through life because there's people God gave stuff to do, and they're not using it, and he's not going to waste it on them. He takes it away and gives them to the one who has more because they're going to do more with what they get. When they get more, they're going to do more. And that's God's kingdom. And that's yes. Jesus' lesson now, the beautiful lesson that I gave you on the disciples with Jerusalem and Galilee and their mindset, right?
Yes.
So we have a mindset we need to get rid of. Our mindset
yes.
is God gives to poor and he helps the needy, and that's about it. And he probably is against rich people,
yeah.
probably, because Jesus talked about riches, you know, but it's what you do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said how many hundreds of times, you know, the root of all evil is not money. It's the love of money. The love of money when we're supposed to be loving God.
Right.
But if you can love God and have money at the same time, you can actually get more blessings from God. And it won't be just money. This is just the parable. But you can get more. So we have to get rid of that mindset that, you know, I have to be broken down and have nothing and lose it all and then God will help me. No. Because if you're losing it all, then no matter how much he gives you, you're going to lose it again. That's like somebody
yeah.
who's lost everything and they don't have a penny, and they said, "What'd you do?" Oh, I did a bunch of stupid stuff, can you give me some money? And I go, "Well, you know, I'd like to know you're not going to do stupid stuff anymore.
Right.
I want to give this to somebody that's going to do something with it. Now, if they're going to shut your lights off or you're going to lose your car, okay, we'll help you. That's compassion and love.
Yeah.
But investment." Is God invests in those who have, and because he knows they will get more to glorify him with. That's the parable. It's big, though. It's bigger than that. It's not just about the money. It's about that mindset.
Yeah,
big
mindset.
Stuff, though. And that's why I say I want them to get the book and follow us and listen to us, because we're just getting jewels that fit our lives today and don't rob us because of a mindset of religion like the truth hurts. Which is not even, you know, God helps those that help themselves. That's not in the Bible either. I've actually had people thumb through the Bible looking for that scripture.
Yeah.
It ain't there.
You can't find it,
no,
right.
It ain't there. But we want to, so we want to help people by getting a new, fresh kingdom mindset in the truth. And then it will set you free, and it'll be a joy, and you can advance in the kingdom along with the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
You agree with that?
I agree. Beautiful.
That's a good parable.
Beautiful.
I love talking about it.
Yeah.
So I hope it helped you today, and maybe you want to turn to your Bible and look at it. And next week, though, we'll start about reading the Bible and putting lessons together and things, and how I've been doing all these years. Till next time. Bye-bye.